Welcome back to the Community Corner podcast, where we explore the companies in the S500 through the lens of behavioral finance. I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Today, we're diving into Intuit Inc., a leading provider of financial software for individuals and small businesses best known for products like TurboTax, QuickBooks, and Mint. We'll be discussing how behavioral finance impacts their decision-making, diversity and inclusion efforts, adaptation to different markets, and how they compare to other companies in the industry. Let's get started.
Intuit has been a key player in the financial software industry, making complex financial tasks easier for millions of users. But from a behavioral finance perspective, how do biases like loss aversion and the status quo bias influence their decision-making, especially in areas like product development and customer engagement?
Loss aversion is a significant factor in Intuit's approach to product development and customer engagement. Intuit's products, like TurboTax and QuickBooks, are designed to help users manage their finances with minimal risk and error, which directly appeals to consumers' aversion to financial losses. The software is built to simplify complex financial processes, reducing the likelihood of costly mistakes, which is a key selling point for users who are particularly loss averse. The status quo bias also plays a crucial role in Intuit's strategy. Once users become accustomed to a particular financial tool, they are less likely to switch to a competitor due to the effort and perceived risk involved in learning a new system. Intuit leverages this bias by continuously improving its existing products, adding new features, and providing seamless updates that keep customers engaged without drastically changing the user experience. This approach helps Intuit maintain strong customer loyalty as users prefer the familiarity and reliability of the software they know.
And this focus on reducing risk and maintaining familiarity has helped Intuit build a loyal customer base, appealing to both consumers and investors who value stability and ease of use.
Exactly. Intuit's strategic use of loss aversion and the status quo bias appeals to investors looking for a company that can maintain a steady customer base through consistent product performance and user satisfaction. However, this approach also means that Intuit must balance the need to innovate with the importance of not disrupting the user experience, particularly as new financial technologies emerge.
Let's talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion at Intuit. As a company that serves a wide range of customers, DEI is particularly important for Intuit. How does this intersect with behavioral finance?
Intuit's approach to DEI is critical, especially as the company serves diverse customer segments ranging from individuals to small businesses. From a behavioral finance perspective, strong DEI initiatives can enhance Intuit's ability to create products that resonate with a broad audience, reflecting the diverse financial needs and preferences of its users. A commitment to DEI allows Intuit to incorporate varied perspectives into product development and customer support, which can lead to more innovative solutions and better customer satisfaction. For investors, Intuit's focus on DEI can signal that the company is socially responsible and aligned with modern societal values, which can enhance its reputation and appeal to ESG-focused investors. Additionally, DEI efforts can help Intuit attract and retain a diverse talent pool, which is essential for fostering creativity and maintaining a competitive edge in the rapidly evolving financial technology space.
Investors are increasingly considering DEI when evaluating companies, especially in tech, where understanding and addressing the needs of diverse customers is vital to long-term success.
That's right. By embedding DEI into their corporate culture and product development processes, Intuit not only improves its ability to serve a broad range of customers, but also strengthens its market position and attractiveness to socially conscious investors.
Moving on to global markets, Intuit operates in various regions, providing financial software tailored to local needs. How does the company adapt to different markets, and what role does behavioral finance play in this?
Intuit's global strategy involves tailoring its products and services to meet the specific financial needs and regulatory requirements of different regions while maintaining its core focus on simplicity and user-friendly design. From a behavioral finance perspective, this adaptability is crucial for managing the risks associated with operating in diverse markets. Intuit's ability to understand local financial behaviors, such as differences in tax systems or accounting practices, allows it to customize its products like TurboTax and QuickBooks to fit the unique requirements of each market. This approach helps Intuit mitigate risks associated with cultural differences, regulatory challenges, and economic fluctuations. By ensuring that its products are relevant and easy to use in different regions, Intuit can continue to expand its market share and strengthen its global brand.
And this adaptability is essential for Intuit, especially as they face competition from both local financial software providers and other global fintech companies. Their ability to maintain their brand's relevance and ease of use in different markets is key to their continued success.
Exactly. Intuit's focus on understanding local market dynamics and adapting its strategies accordingly allows them to remain a dominant player in the financial software industry while staying ahead of emerging trends and challenges. However, this also requires them to be proactive in responding to changes in global financial regulations, technology advancements, and competitive pressures.
Now, let's compare Intuit to other companies in the financial technology industry, like Square, Block, PayPal, and Xero. How do the behavioral finance dynamics differ?
Intuit's dynamics are often compared to other fintech giants like Square, Block, PayPal, and Xero, particularly in their approach to product development, customer engagement, and market expansion. Intuit's strength lies in its established position in the financial software market, particularly with its flagship products TurboTax and QuickBooks, which appeal to investors looking for stability and growth in a mature segment. Square, Block, with its focus on mobile payments and merchant services, appeals to investors interested in a company that is rapidly innovating in the payment space and expanding its ecosystem of financial services. PayPal, known for its dominance in online payments, attracts those looking for exposure to digital transactions and peer-to-peer payment solutions. Xero, with its focus on cloud-based accounting software for small businesses, appeals to investors interested in a company that is challenging traditional accounting software with a modern, user-friendly approach. Intuit's behavioral finance dynamics are shaped by its reputation for user-friendly financial tools, customer loyalty, and adaptability, making it an attractive option for those seeking stability and growth in the fintech sector.
And unlike Square, Block, which has a strong focus on payments and expanding its financial services ecosystem, Intuit's strength lies in its comprehensive suite of financial management tools, appealing to a broad base of individual users and small businesses.
Absolutely. Each of these companies has its own behavioral finance dynamics that influence how investors perceive their value and potential risks. For Intuit, the focus on user-friendly financial software, customer loyalty, and global reach provides a unique value proposition in the fintech industry.
To sum up, Intuit's approach to business is deeply influenced by behavioral finance principles, whether it's through their product development strategies, global market adaptations, or their approach to DEI. But like all companies, they are still subject to the biases and perceptions that can influence investor behavior.
That's right. Understanding these dynamics provides a clearer picture of what drives Intuit's stock price and where the potential risks and rewards lie.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of the Community Corner podcast. Until next time, I'm Arnav.
And I'm Nikhil. Stay curious and keep questioning the narratives.